good afternoon. I'm one of you from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, very small group and only two presenters. So my topic is today I would like to talking about uncertainty of predict scoring system. One of our most well-known prediction system right now is Framingham Risk Score or Reynolds Risk Score method, right? Okay, so based on that risk score system, one person came into the clinic, whatever. Then he based on his own characteristic, given characteristic, more age, whatever risk factors. Then risk prediction system calculated the risk prediction in 10 years, some kind of stuff. That is current risk prediction system, right? So idea is very simple. So current risk prediction system provide risk prediction, which is just only for the point estimation. So if we provide some more information, for example, confidence interval, then that estimate, the prediction should have more informative estimate. That is the start of idea. So based on that, I choose Reynolds risk scoring system. Then I applied my approach based on we performed the confidence interval of prediction model using resampling technique, which is bootstrapping sampling. Then we provide empirical confidence interval based on the prediction model. Then I would compare what happens based on this kind of approach. That is today my talk. So I want to talk with what is the risk prediction model. Risk prediction model is for the predict an individual patient risk of disease based on that person unique combination of risk factor values, age, smoking status, whatever. Risk prediction model has great potential to support clinical decision making and are increasingly incorporated into clinical guidelines. So many prediction models has been developed for especially cardiovascular disease. For example, the Framingham risk score method and Q-risk risk score and Reynolds risk score, some kind of stuff. So it's important for clinician to need to know how well the score predict the disease in people outside the population used to develop the model. Okay. So how to construct the, this is just a review. So how to construct a risk prediction model. First step is what are your outcome measurement of your interest, cardiovascular disease status or maybe dementia, yes or no, whatever. And second step is identify risk factors for outcome using bivariate analysis. So we can identify risk factor based on the literature or based on your previous research or other studies, some kind of stuff. Then third step is estimate the parameter of a multivariate model. So FY is the outcome measurement of cardiovascular disease status. Then beta 0 is the overall average. Then summation IS 1 to P, beta IXI is linear combination of risk factors. So FY is the appropriate regression model. So it can be multiple linear regression model or multiple logistic regression model or Cox regression model. So FI can be just a link function, any kind of regression model. Then next step is determine risk associated with the point total. So determine the estimate of risk, so which means probability of developing an event of a predetermined time frame associated with each point total. So this is type of multivariable model employed in the equation. So multiple logistic model, then we can calculate the death risk estimate. So p hat equal 1 over 1 plus exponential minus summation of beta xi and Cox proportional hazard regression model, then you can calculate based on that formula and viable regression model. You can also calculate prediction model based on that risk estimation calculation. Then next step is develop the scoring system from the estimate of regression coefficients of risk factors. So finally, we need to find the calibration between predicted risk and actual risk based on the index score. So in here, usually in this is, for example, a percent of dementia. So dementia, 100%, 20%. So y-axis is percent of dementia. And x-axis is scoring, index scoring. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 12. So more scoring is more risk. So that means that solid line is actual our data, and that line is our predicted data. So pretty is actual and predicted is very close to each other. That means very good situation. But anyway, more risk score, more risk of dementia, right? So it is very good prediction. Another the outcome is Dickerson. So we identify usually risk is y-axis is a risk, but x-axis is what? Sometimes decile or quintile, quartile, whatever. So more higher decile, then more increase of risk, right? So that is also we can show the result of a prediction model. Okay, so that is the step of how to construct a risk score modeling. And framing risk score is just a framing risk score is based on the finding of framing and how to study. This is a focus on the white middle class individuals. So that means this framing how to study prediction model generated based on the what white middle class individual. That means if we just to apply for the non-white or not very low SES class or some kind of stuff, some problem underestimate or overestimate. So this is for the some limitation of framing hard study. Okay. And also framing risk score used to estimate 10-year cardiovascular risk of individual. So there are two kinds for men and for women. So predictors age, diabetes, smoking, blood SVP or total cholesterol level and LDL level. Then calculation is we can go to the website easily. You can calculate. So personal information: age 64, sex male, and no smoking. Cholesterol level 200, HDL cholesterol 50, SVP 150. So you can provide this kind of information, then calculate automatically calculate 13%. Based on the previous formula. So that means 13 out of 100 people with this level of risk will have a heart attack in next 10 years. So just percentage of risk prediction in 10 years, point estimation. So I move to Reynolds risk score. So another one is a Reynolds risk score is also designed to predict the risk having a future heart attack and stroke, any other major heart disease in next 10 years. Outcome is usually cardiovascular disease or coronary heart disease. Risk factors, age, SVP, similarly, total cholesterol, HDL, and smoking status. But later, CRP and family history is added. I want to talk about later more about that. So also they have a website, they can provide some individual information and they can predict, calculate risk. In this case, 15%. That means in a crowd of 100 with the same risk factor of this guy, then 15 are likely to have heart attack, heart disease in next 10 years. That is interpretation of risk prediction model. So research motivation. So despite a variable of a model, this prediction model has point estimation of a beta and better coefficients of standard error of better coefficients. That means our model has point estimation and also interval estimation. But the result is only provided the risk. So that means point estimation. So if we can provide some more confident interval around that prediction, I think it's more informative. Okay. So we propose a resampling-based approach to simultaneously provide risk probability, the risk as well as precision of risk probability, better understanding of risk production. Okay. So resampling method. The first step is from the developed prediction equation, including important risk, several risk factors, then resample regression coefficients of each risk factors. Do this resampling for each risk factor, then calculate a disease risk of a subject with the characteristic of risk factors by applying relevant multivariable predictive model. Then repeat this previous step, 100 or 1000, whatever. It's simply a bootstrapping method. So then finally, we got the empirical 95 confident interval for the risk estimation. So I applied for this approach to a Reynolds risk score. So that paper is 2008, Reed et al. That paper is cited more than 500, very famous paper and well-known paper. So original Reynolds risk score included age and SBP, total cholesterol level, HDL, and smoking status. Then they added two more, C reactive protein, CRP, and parental history of MI. They included that two more risk factors into Reynolds system. Then they showed much better prediction. Okay. So they conclude two risk factors improve global cardiovascular risk prediction by adding two variables into existing prediction model. So they provide the example, 65-year-old non-smoking man with SBP 130 and total cholesterol 205, etc. Then they calculated 11.6%. But with two more, HS, CRP, and parental history, then prediction is 20.4, so more accurately. So they conclude new prediction model with two more variable of Reynolds risk score model significantly improve global cardiovascular risk prediction. Pretty good, right? So, but my research question is, do you agree with this conclusion? Okay. I want to explain this one. So, we perform resampling-based method to calculate the confident interval for risk estimate from two prediction model from Riedeker et al. So that is for the Reynolds risk, the score of beta coefficients. So age, SBP, and total cholesterol level is mean, median, and value in actual value in Reynolds beta coefficients is very, very similar. That means it's very well resampled. Then finally, result of resampling method is 1 million times. Then P2 here. Median is 0.205. That means 20% is very similar, almost same with actual data. But interesting thing is, look at the 5% lower bound is 0.008, upper bound is 0.998. So almost all prediction is covered for the whole range of wide range. So wide range of confident interval means meaningless, right? Okay, so that is key idea of my this research. So median predicted risk is 0.205, exactly same as the other model. But 90% confident interval, 5% lower, 5% above 95% is so wide. But interquartile range, so 75 is 0.057, 0.591. It's more interpretable. But anyway, this is too wide confidence interval. That means it's the meaningless. So issues and alternative approach to existing scoring system. Current risk prediction model, Reynolds, Framingham, or Q-risk are a little, might be imprecise. So they do not provide meaningful information. The risk categorization method based on the proportion of a risk score, such as low, intermediate, high. So Framingham risk score as calculated, then under 10%, then low risk, and 10 to 20 is intermediate risk, more than 30 is high risk. They define classification based on the predicted risk. But that kind of risk categorization method is also too imprecise. Why? Because of a wide range of confidence interval. So that is one of the issue. With this reason, recalibration technique, what's meaning of it? They, with the ETAL 2008 paper, they added two more risk factors. So then they show this, when we add two more risk factors, better prediction. But that kind of recalibration technique to evaluate the improvement of risk prediction model rely on the number of persons reclassified into variable risk categories. Not much meaningful. So there is no any statistical reliability. So issues and alternative approach of existing models. So current prediction model is based on the weight of standardized regression coefficient method. That means the weight or scoring is based on the relative variability within the whole group. So all scoring or better scoring system is based on the relative weight. That means relative variance among this group. And also, usually Framingham risk score and Reynolds risk score is more focused on the social and behavior risk factors. So one of my interesting is how to incorporate generic information into the risk scoring method. That is my future risk consideration and my interest. And also, there are potential approaches how to develop current risk scoring system or method. We can consider total, you know, coefficient effect like a direct plus indirect based on the past analysis, or consider non-parametric approach method. For example, non-parametric approach, for example, you know, recursive partitioning method. That kind of stuff is for one type of recursive partitioning method is random forest. Random forest provide variable importance. So they have regenerated, then they count how many this variable is selected. That is variable important. So we can use that kind of variable importance as a better coefficients. So that is another option, is my, I think. And also, so that kind of a potential approach is available right now. So this is very, this research is started a simple idea. I would like to more informal information around the prediction risk. If we provide confidence interval, that is really reliable estimate, real reliable statistic. That is the starting point of my research. So based on the simulation study, the resampling method, my result show is current prediction system and recalibration system, whatever is, might not be meaningful because of why confidence interval. So we need some more study about this kind of area. Okay, thank you.
And now we will open the floor for questions.
Yes.
One question. For the final outcome of the regression model is applied, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a prediction score for one person, for example, it's 20% risk,
mm-hmm.
but the outcome is yes or no.
Right.
One, and how do you know the 20% is good or bad? And so you have a
yeah, outcome measurement is cardiovascular disease, yes or no, right? Then based on that, we calculate is probability of you know, logistic regression, right? Logistic regression is does not follow normal regression assumption, right? But binary outcome equal regression model, right? But we log odds, we taking log and odds of this one, then okay, that is approximately linear, right?
Yeah.
So we transform the log odds of that outcome, then we can easily calculate of probability.
Prediction probability.
Yes. Yeah.
How do we know the actual probability so you can compare your model is good or not? Because I saw you have a plot, and you have actual and the prediction.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get the actual, the line for the actual probability?
This one.
Yeah.
This one, right? Yeah. So this is what actual is our actual data, and predict is based on the our prediction. So actual data is just we just add we generated the prediction model, right? Then just simply 100, right? Then we can apply for the actual data. We calculated the probability, right? This is scoring. XX is scoring, but the same thing of the other one. So we calculated the probability. Maybe 1 through 100%, right? Then we can count, right? We can distribution. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually
observed. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
When you're creating your predictive models, what's the maximum number of receptors you usually keep in or do not cap it? That's just a common question.
Yeah. That is, I'm a biostatistician, So one way is we can just make a plot of distribution of predicted risk. Then, based on the distribution, we can decide which one is maximum, some kind of stuff. Maybe we can quintile is up, so the quintile end of third point is maybe our cut point, whatever. So that is totally depending on the PI's decision. Okay, So that is, M is much better than me, right?
Okay.